Hi there, folks. This is episode 55 of the Mel Wright Real Estate Agent Show. We've got a great guest here, folks. We've got Kip Chambers, the Director of Product and Marketing at Full Contact. How's the day been, Kip?
It's been a Monday. It's been busy but good. How about you?
It's been great. You'd like to introduce yourself a little bit and tell the folks what you do at Full Contact?
Sure. So Full Contact is a contact management platform, and I handle product marketing for all of our apps across all the different platforms that we're on.
Must be a busy guy.
Normally, yes.
I've got to say, folks, I've been talking a little bit with Kip and his support team, and I've got to tell you, folks, they're a fantastic crowd, really helpful, and so is Kip. He's a really busy guy, but he seems to have time, if he's got it, to help people, and it's just a really interesting product. You're based in Denver, are you not?
That's correct, right in downtown Denver.
Right. So, obviously, the show's aimed at real estate agents, mortgage brokers, and you, when we were discussing things, you said a sizable chunk of the people that use the app and the system are in that industry. Do you think you could quickly outline what you see its strengths for those particular types of individuals?
Absolutely, absolutely. So Full Contact was started largely because of the mindset as we continue to connect all of these different social networks and websites and you name it to each person. Basically, we've developed a point. We've come to a point where if you have an address book, you've got an address book problem. It's very difficult to keep track of everyone who's in your address book, and then you wind up with different silos of information everywhere. You've got your Facebook followers or Twitter followers. You've got your contacts in Gmail, which may not line up with your personal contacts in your iCloud account and wherever else, and doing that sort of thing. Never mind your CRM and whatever you're doing on the business side. So for us, we've built a platform that's geared towards people-focused professionals, people who base their livelihoods on dealing with other people and wanting to help them be able to build better relationships with their clients and contacts.
That sounds great. Can you give some indication, especially a real estate agent, how the app, the Chrome extension, the full pack, can you give some insights how on a daily basis the system could help them?
Absolutely. We have a very large portion of our user base. Like I said, it's geared towards people who are in the same sort of field as real estate agents and mortgage brokers and you name it. Independent professionals becomes a huge part of our user base, and so we see a lot of very specific use cases. And I can get really into the weeds here. It all depends on how far you want to go, but
let's not
bore the people. Let's not just yet, at least. Now Full Contact is as I mentioned, we're based on trying to pull in all of your contacts, clean them up, merge duplicates, add social information to it. So all social profile links and names and job titles and you name it, and then sync them back to anything that you have tied into Full Contact. So if you've got multiple Google accounts, we can keep them in sync. We can keep iCloud in sync along with everything. That sort of thing. Different platforms of contacts, being able to have one place to manage everything and have it sync out. So ultimately, you know, from a high level, the way that it really helps is being able to allow you to focus on the important things about relationships. The way that I look at it is that relationships are about remembering the details. And, you know, I mean, things like who is someone's spouse? What do they do for a living? What do they look like even? When you get to a certain level of contacts, it's very difficult to remember certain people, even though their name sounds very familiar at times. When did you last interact with them? That sort of thing. And so ultimately, having a system that syncs across all these different platforms and allows you to manage them across all these different platforms to make a change once and have it go everywhere else is very helpful. We In addition to just apps for Mac and iOS and Android and our web app, we also have a full contact for Gmail Chrome extension, which is initially was started as a side project, but it's become a huge part of our apps. And basically what it does is it sits in the sidebar of your Gmail inbox and any or your Google Apps if you use Google Apps for work instead of Gmail. But anytime an email comes in, you hover over the email address and we show you information about that person that's publicly available on the web. So anything like a job title or a name or social profile links, some basic demographic information like whether they're male or female, that side of things. And you can easily from there add them to your contacts, add notes and tags, all of which, like I said, syncs up and syncs back down to different places.
Yeah, I really think it's really powerful, folks. Like what Kip says, it's a freely available. I think before I go there, one thing, folks, the full contact provider really a free app and a web based and Mac and Android and a native app for the Mac platform. But what its strength is, folks, is the Chrome extension. It really works hand in hand with Gmail, and it really puts Gmail on steroids, doesn't it, Kip?
That's what we like to say. It does add a whole new element to it. If you're a Google user, and you don't have to be a Google user to get a lot out of Full Contact, but our Chrome extension definitely our Full Contact for Gmail Chrome extension, I should say, definitely helps add a lot of value. The whole notion is the best way to do anything is to have a centralized place. I know I sound like a broken record, but that's the thing that I've found over the years as a formerly an independent people focused professional myself.
Yes, because what it does, folks, is with the free product, it will link with one Gmail account. I think I'm correct here, Kip. With the paid, you can have five separate accounts, and it will suck all those in to Full Contact. It will sense duplication and avoid that. It also adds all this personal information, and then it will communicate with a wide range of customer relation systems, doesn't it, Kip?
Yes, it does. It's we're expanding that every day. But one of the things that we have another part of this we have a business card reader that's also part of our app. That one of the things that we found over the years was that using any business card scanner app, most of them use OCR, optical character recognition, which is where a computer tries to recognize things. The problem is that business cards have gotten really creative, and they don't have standard formats. And it's a lot of times difficult to say, well, what's the actual office number? Because someone puts an O versus an M versus whatever else, as opposed to mobile or iPhone or whatever else on their business card. So computers don't have a good way of establishing what's what. So we decided that we were going to build something that did this, this business card scanning using real people. And so our app actually has a human component to it. So whenever you scan in a business card, we send it to a real person and they look it over and type everything in. And then we verify it against another real person's transcription until they match up. And then we know it's a good match, and then it gets sent back.
Yeah, and folks, it's a fantastic part of the platform, that is. And what they do, folks, you get about 10 business cards on the free platform, but you can buy packs. And I think they start at 50 cards, don't they, Kip?
Yes.
You can buy these packs, folks, and you like 50 cards, and you don't have to use those packs in the month. They roll over until you run out, and then you buy another pack. Now, with the paid version, which is only $9, folks, you get a lot more synchronization and a lot more Gmail accounts that you can synchronize. But you also get a set amount of business cards per month. But I understand that doesn't roll over. Is that correct, Kip?
It does roll over for... it doesn't roll over on a monthly basis, no. It's a set amount per month. Or if you buy an annual plan, then you you have that amount for the entire year.
Yeah, yeah. But you get it's really very, very accurate because it's people that are translating this, folks. And I think the other thing with the Chrome, because I understand maybe in the next quarter that you're bringing out for Outlook, but that's going to be the cloud-based Outlook, the 360 Outlook. You're going to be bringing out that functionality as well, aren't you, Kip?
That's right. We've actually already launched a beta we just launched it in the past couple of weeks of Office 365 and Exchange Online. So we have all of those supported now, and so we have a pretty strong strong base of people who have been waiting for that and asking us for that for a long time.
So when do you think that will fully come out?
The real question is when we decide to take the beta label off of it, because in this case we were really cautious with it. We tested it quite a bit before going live with a beta, and to be honest, it's very fully baked. It's not broken in any way like you'll find with some beta software. And so right now we're just as a precaution keeping the beta label on it. So within the next couple of months we'll bring it out of beta officially. But it's available to everyone now. If you sign in to Full Contact, you'll see those options.
That's great, Kip. The other thing, folks, what it basically does is with the beta, you like one account, but it's fully functioning with some limitations. But you can fully assess the program with it, and it's still totally useful. And then it's not that expensive, folks. It's only $9 a month. And do you do an annual plan as well?
Yes, we do. So it's $9.99 per month on a monthly basis, and then it's $99 for a year.
Fantastic.
And again, as Jonathan was saying, the free plan is still very full featured. What a premium plan gets you is obviously more business card scans. It gets you daily updates instead of updates every 30 days. And so what that means is we go out and search the web for information on that person or on all of your contacts every 24 hours as opposed to once a month. It gets you real-time syncing to all of your different platforms. So if you use Google Contacts or iCloud or Exchange, we will sync in real time as opposed to once every 24 hours. It also unlocks some other functionality that's really good stuff. It's a very interesting product. Obviously I'm biased because I do work here, but it is it's something that I've been passionate about for a long time, and that it's helped me with my professional relationships fiercely.
Yeah. I think the other great thing I observed is your support. You know, I was been speaking to one of your happiness people, I think you would call them, Eddie. She's a great lady, and it's just the level of support that you offer. I think it's one of the highest support levels and enjoyable support teams that I've dealt with in quite a while. So has that taken a lot of work, or is it just part of the culture of the company, do you think?
It's a little bit of both. One of our core values as a company is that we're customer focused. Every decision we make is run through the question mark of what's good for our customers, as it should be with a business. This is what anyone should be doing, whether you're a real estate agent, whether you're a mortgage broker, whether you are a painter, whether you are whatever else in your business. Your customers are your lifeblood, and that's we hold that very dear. So a few months ago, we decided to try and start doing concierge services for our users, our customers, and it's been a great success, and you've obviously seen how well that works. Edie and her team are rock stars. So
I think we'll go for our break, folks. When we come back, we're going to delve a bit more deeper about the power of this application and how it could really help you if you're a real estate agent or broker. We'll be back in a minute.
Buying or selling a home in the greater Reno, Tahoe area? I know the best CRS real estate broker, and that's Karen Conrad. And you can find her at KarenConrad.com or call her directly at 775-527-7021.
We're coming back, folks. We've got this fantastic interview with Kip Chambers, the Director of Product Marketing from Full Contact. We've really been talking about the power of this application. We're going to be, in the near future, be fully integrating it into MailRiot and hopefully continue our relationship with the crew at Full Contact. But fundamentally, so you've got these separate emails if you're using the paid version. They get all sucked in, they check for duplicates, and then you've got one centralized list, but you can subdivide it with the tags, and it's really easy using the Chrome extension or the app on iPhone or Android to tag up people. Can you explain the because I think this is at the core of the powerful content, how the tagging and the one main list, how all that works, Kip?
Absolutely. So the process for using Full Contact in a very oversimplified workflow is getting your contacts into Full Contact at first. You can connect to a supporting service. You can scan business cards. You can capture email signatures if you've got our premium plan. So we'll pull in email signatures of people who email you via Gmail and update or add new contacts based on rules that you specify. You can import a CSV list if you export a list from MailRiot, for instance, or some other software. And so basically, getting them into the system is the first thing. Now, the key with any sort of contact management is making sure that you stay on top of it. And the beginning of that is always the hardest part. Tagging is a huge component to workflow and Full Contact. And I highly suggest, whether you're using Full Contact or any contact management system, that you spend some time thinking about tags. It's a key to everything you do with your contacts. You want to be able to easily see basically a list of all your contact or all of your clients, your prospective clients, your people who have listed with you before, people who are in the market currently, you name it. And you can do that through tagging. The best way to do it is just being relentless with your tagging. So the way that I look at tagging is, and with Full Contact, again, you can throw tags onto contacts anywhere and they will sync to your different systems. So tags in Full Contact sync to your Google Contacts groups in Google Contacts or your iCloud tags. So there's you set it in one place and it will go everywhere. And that's a really useful thing. But the way that I look at tagging is you want to base your tags on an action you'll take in the future. Think of them as, in marketing we call it segments, but ultimately it's all about what sort of action would you as a business provider or a service provider want to take with these contacts. So think of tags along the lines of prospective clients or former clients or active listings or geographic locations. So you can say people who are in this particular county or this particular county, people who are in the market for a home who are looking in this particular area because you may see a listing come up and you can immediately filter your contacts and find the people who you need to notify about a great home. Vendors is another one. I know that when I was buying my last house, my realtor was my lifeblood for finding the right inspectors and the right contractors that I needed because we bought a fixer upper and had some things to do with it. So all of these things, once you've segmented people out, tag your entire address book if you can, but if not, bite off little chunks of it and just start working your way through it. And every time you add a new contact, make sure that they're tagged. That way that gives you a way to easily filter and see people that you need to find to take a certain action.
Yeah, I think the got a couple of follow-through questions about this. So with the Gmail, you get the Chrome extension. Will it be working in a similar way with Microsoft Outlook, the 360? Will you get a kind of Chrome extension, and will it work a similar way?
It doesn't currently work that way. We're investigating how to make that work. What we will be able to do is once you have our Office 365, for instance, once you have that hooked up, when you create a particular group of contacts, then ultimately that will sync into full contact, and then you can sync that down to wherever else you need to. So
yeah. So the other thing you've got to understand, folks, is it's really, you know, if you're using Gmail, the actual web-based interface, it's a superb add-on. Obviously, if you're using Outlook or some desktop application, you still can export into full content, but it's more of a manual process. So I would suggest you get in the habit, if you're using Gmail, to use the browser-based interface. But the great thing is they provide these apps for your iPhone and for your Android, because most agents spend a lot of time on the road, and they need a really great application and it's really quite, with the iPhone and with the Android, both applications, they're really very easy to use, aren't they, Kip, and to tag?
They are, absolutely. And again, that tagging workflow comes into it at any given point when something changes with someone, just toss a tag on them. You click a tag button, scroll to the right tag, and press it with your thumb, and you're good to go. I would say, also, by the way, if you're not using Gmail web interface or Chrome, while you won't get the insights that show right up in your inbox, all of the updated information will still sync down to your contacts. So if you're using Google Contacts or Office 365 or Exchange Contacts, you will still see this information, you know, the tags and the whatever else and the notes about your contacts. It's just a matter of you won't see them right there in the inbox like you do with Gmail. That's it. But if you go to your contacts in Outlook, you'll still see all the information that we synced down through Office 365.
Would you say this would be fair? You're trying to be with contacts that whatever note is for notes. You're trying to be everywhere on all platforms, always available.
Absolutely, that's a really great way of looking at it. And again, Evernote sits in the cloud. You know, it's your notes that live on the web on a server somewhere else that are always available to you, and they're always securely backed up in a data center somewhere, so that you don't have to worry about your machine going down or your phone failing or whatever else. It's always there and secure, and that's what we're trying to do for contacts.
And in general, with the real estate industry, you know, there's some fantastic content management and customer management systems, and they really are fantastic. But the problem is, and no matter how good they are, like Follow Up, you know, I'm a great fan of Follow Up Boss, and like Salesforce, there's a host of really popular ones in the real estate industry, but you still got to get the contacts in there, and that's always a bit of a problem. So if you can, by having these apps on your phone, by integrating it with your desktop, and if you're using the web-based, it then can communicate with these whatever customer relation system you're using, and it will just get the data in there. I think that's one of the great strengths and that's attractive about the whole system, isn't it, Kip?
Right. Well, we're developing those interconnected links right now, or those interconnected data bridges, if you will. What we have now is our business card transcription that we were talking about earlier. If you use any of about 500 different apps, CRM apps or you name it, anything that has a contact management component, we have an integration with a service called Zapier, which means that when you scan in a business card, you can tell it, hey, I use Base CRM, or I use Salesforce, or I use something like that, and you can send these business cards directly to that CRM that you're using. So you're able to to not only have them in full contact on your phone and that sort of thing, but you can route them intelligently to different pieces of software that you use. And we're expanding that every day. We've got some big new announcements that are going to be coming up in the coming months that will be expanding it a lot further.
So how long has full contact been in business, Kit?
We have been around for almost 6 years now. I would say 5.5 years probably.
And you started off because you, what people don't probably realize, even though it's on your website quite clearly, you have an extensive range of Fortune 500 companies, very well-known companies that utilize your API and your consultancy services. Is that correct?
That's correct. We actually started as an API, which is a programmer sort of thing, but it's basically what allows a programmer to call a different service and say, give me this information, and that service sends it back. And so we built this update functionality into a service like that. So if you are using a CRM or any sort of marketing software, most likely you may already be seeing some of our information, some of the updates information that we provide with our apps. We had so many people asking us and saying, hey, I'm not a programmer. Can you just give me this for my contacts? And we said, sure, why not? And so here we are. We've built apps out that do the exact same thing and then take it a few steps further.
So basically, I'm correct in saying that you built this API and then a very large company would come to you, would see the functionality around list, and then because a lot of these larger companies, they build, either they use something like Salesforce or they might build still a totally custom internal system, and then they come to you and they utilize the power of your list building API functionality. Is that how it works, Kip?
Exactly. So you know, the big corporations of the world want to be able to know more about their customers so that they can better interact with them, so that they can find more common things and understand more about the people who are their customers. And so ultimately that's what we do using our programmatic side on a very large scale. The beauty of it is that as an app user, you can get the same sort of functionality as a lot of these major corporations that use everything on, you know, that use our API that you'll find on our website.
And the reason why I'm bringing this up, folks, is I wanted to show that full contact is extremely experienced in this sector. And I don't think a lot of these really very large companies would do business with full contact if they didn't have total confidence. I can't talk at the present moment, Kip. I'm losing the ability to speak American. I apologize. My full functionality will come back, folks. But they wouldn't utilize the services that Full Contact offers if they didn't have full confidence in it, because these are very, very large corporations. So what do you see as the future in the next year then, Kip? I know you've got to keep some things under wraps, but I just wondered if you might be able to just lift the curtain a little bit and give some insight where you, what might be offering in the next 12 months.
Absolutely. So we're currently at work on a few different projects, and some of them are a little more secret than others. But one of the things that we've just rolled out into a private beta is Teams functionality. And I know that in a lot of real estate offices, this may not be particularly relevant. But in some, it's a different thing. It all depends on what sort of model you have. But in essence, if your net worth is your network, or your network is your net worth, then the net worth of your business is the network of all of its employees. So for us, we've found a way to build on top of the individual version of Full Contact, to build a Teams functionality that we think finds a great middle ground between not just a centralized dump all of your contacts into it data store sort of model. It's still based on, hey, I'm an individual and I bring my contacts to the table and I make sure that we all know all of these people and we all have we can all find out more information and find context on who knows who and that sort of thing. So basically that's what we're working through right now. There are a lot of, it's exponentially more difficult to do this on a team's basis as we're finding than it is on an individual's basis. And it was pretty hard problem to solve on an individual basis. So we're working our way through that right now in a closed private beta. If you're interested in that sort of thing, please reach out and we can get you set up to test it out and give us some feedback. We'd love to hear it.
Actually, I think it's the right fantastic timing because of my observation. I started my road with MailRite about 18 months ago and I realized now that teams and power, I call them power teams of, let's say, 2 to 3 experienced sales agents with a couple of junior, maybe my agents, with a couple assistants, with people like MailRite and other subcontractors, is a boutique broker model, as I call it. I call it a power boutique brokerage, which is smaller than some of the very large brokerage, but can be more flexible, more responsive, especially around technology. I find these boutique brokerages are the real growth area in the real estate industry, Kip. So I think your timing and when you're bringing this is going to be quite good, actually, for this particular industry.
Absolutely, absolutely, and I couldn't agree more. It's the trade-off that you get with a larger agency in the resources that are there and the established processes and procedures versus the smaller boutique size agency that is able to move quickly and adapt better to changes in technology and in the overall scene, if you will.
Yes, because what we're going to attempt is we've got some in beta where we're going to be using, we're trying to productize Facebook advertising to a level where we can give a product that's at a fixed price and they get the power of Facebook advertising. And we're with your API system, we're still a big believer in email marketing, newsletter, a decent newsletter, but getting a list in it without all the pain of manually having to put that data into 3 separate places, which is what the whole point of your system really is to try and have one central place that can communicate with all these different systems. And so you stop all having the laborious process of putting data in separate places.
Absolutely. If you think about things in terms of what they're really good at. Most email marketing, and this is not a dash on MailRite, but it's a common thing that most email marketing platforms are very good with email, much better than we would be with email. But contacts are kind of just the thing that's just a part of what we do, you know. And so in our case, we want to be the people that you go to for contacts. So ultimately, we want to tie into MailRite. We want to tie into all of these different systems that you may use. And for now, you can, back to tagging, if you've got a tag of clients and former clients, you can easily, quickly export those to a CSV and import them right into a system like MailRite and update your list and click send. So if you're managing your contacts actively, then every week or every month, whenever you're going to send out your newsletter, you just simply do a quick export and import, and boom, you're ready to go.
I think to kind of wrap up with one or two final questions, are you know the buzzwords in the kind of startup IT is big data and also artificial intelligence. So tagging's great, but are you trying, which is not easy, are you trying to build in with your technology a system where it can sense, you know, it can look for particular identifiers and then say, well, you identified some of these other people from this organization this way. This, we recommend you tag this contact, and it tags it and it pops up and it says, you know, do you want to tag it this way or would you like to tag it a different way? Are you trying to work on that type of technology solution as well?
Absolutely. Smart tagging is definitely on our roadmap, and we've already begun working on some of that. In addition, tags are the easiest way to go with that, but there are quite a few other ways to leverage data in that regard. And the key is finding a way to leverage data in a way that is useful, that makes our lives easier, but that doesn't cross that line into the creepy factor. We have a very robust privacy policy from us, and this is just something that's close to my heart, is making sure that's all part of the mix, because ultimately, you know, as a marketer myself, if I know too much about someone just because I've been out searching the web for them, that comes off a little bit creepy overall. So we don't want to, you know, we don't want to give too much. We want to give you just the right amount to be able to create better relationships with your customers. And it's not like we have that we have hidden information and that sort of thing. You know, it's
no,
just,
folks, they've got no connection with the internal security systems of the Scudgy folks. They've just got a lot of experience in this sector.
Yeah, so we're just trying to intelligently make connections, and smart tags is one of those things. If we find that someone's title is this, and we find that you've been tagging lots of people with those titles, then we can make a recommendation.
But in truth, Google Gmail, one of its strengths is it actually suggests, you know, if you're sending a similar message, especially the phone app for Android or iPhone, one of the great strengths of the Gmail app is it actually, I don't know if you use it regularly, Kit, but it suggests, you know, if it senses you're sending a similar message, it actually suggests what you should send off, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, indeed.
Which can sometimes, but as the more you use it, folks, the more eerily accurate it becomes. So it is a little bit creepy, but I'll just accept, you know, Google for what they are. So you, in the tagging side, to give a kind of picture to our audience, that's what you're trying to do with your tagging, is some of that kind of functionality that Gmail does with their phone apps when around Gmail. Is that correct?
Indeed. And tagging gives you the ability to do things where there's a once you've set a tag, we remember that tag, and so we'll auto suggest a tag when you start to type it, that sort of thing. However, also we sync notes back and forth between different systems. So if you have any interaction that you want to note down, or that someone has, you know, someone has just, you know, just or has said this about what they're looking for in a house, you can, that's just an example, but of course you can write a note about that. And again, it'll sync to all of your different devices and all of your different platforms. So, tags give you a way to automate a lot of things, whereas notes give you a way to find that information that you want to have ready and be able to say, here you go. This is why I am in business with you, because I remember the little details.
Well, thanks for that, Kip. It's been a pleasure. I think it's been an interesting interview. I think we've opened the curtain a bit to the powerful content. How can people get hold of you, the best way in your team? And is there anything you would like to publicise at the end of the show?
Absolutely. So you can always reach out. If you've got any questions about Full Contact, feel free to reach out to me. My name's Kip, K-I-P-P. @fullcontact.com. That's my email address. And you can also always email our support team at support@fullcontact.com. And if you'd like to try out Full Contact, I would love it if you would. I think there's, as I said, we've gotten great feedback from professionals in the real estate industry across the board. So if you'd like to, we'll offer you right now a free month of Full Contact Premium, so you can really see what the system is all about. Basically, you just have to go to fullcontact.com, create an account, and head to the upgrade screen and use the coupon code MailRight. It's one word, MailRight, and sign up, and you should be good to go to try it out for a month and see what you think.
Yeah, folks, I can testify that one of the real pain areas of real estate agents is it's the 101 of real estate training. Every agent, when they go to their first brokerage and their first year of training, it's kind of comes from the Red Book, which is the Bible of the real estate industry. And it's like 101, list building. You've got to build your database. You've got to build your list. And what happens, folks, is you end up with lists everywhere. Lists in your phone, lists in Outlook, lists in various customer relation systems, in your broker's system, in your personal system, on your phone, here, there, everywhere. And in the end, a lot of agents just give up because they just end up with a totally fragmented lists everywhere. And we have to spend a lot of time helping them. And what I think the strength and that Full Contact offers is an end of this nightmare, that you end up with a lot more contacts that you think, but you just can't access them and utilize the real power. And it's a contradiction in the real estate industry, Kip, because it is 101. Literally, it's kind of rammed down the throat of every rookie agent who manages to survive and keep going into their second, third year. But I've just observed it, that almost the majority, their lists are totally fragmented.
Well, 101 items are the easiest things to begin and the toughest things to maintain. That's the way that I look at it. And I think that list building is a huge example of that. So again, that's why we're in business.
Right. So thanks so much, Kip. Hopefully Jason will be returning next week and we'll be talking another fantastic, interesting subject. We try and bring some of the experts outside the normal field of real estate trainers, and we try and bring a different insight to some tools and platforms that can make your life easier. See you next week, folks. Bye.